you all very much for letting us come up here and visit with y'all and spend time with you this week. Last night, I got to have a chance to eat some of y'all's good seafood at one of y'all restaurants. We may still be there this morning if Pastor Shasta hadn't helped me open the crab and stuff. That was an interesting first experience.
It was getting painful to watch him. He was getting these little bitty pieces.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank y'all very much for y'all's hospitality so far, and we're looking forward to spending time with y'all this week. Pastor Shasta asked me to share a testimony this morning, and I grew up in church. My parents both brought me when I was from the time I was born to when I was to now. Well, not they don't bring me now; I go myself. But at about 8 years old, we went with a group from our church to RA camp, and that's kind of like the little Bible school camp I think the kids went to recently. The bourgeois were telling me about this morning. And basically what happened there, I mean, I'd heard all the stories about Jesus from when I was little till then, but the pastor that day spoke about the cross and how Jesus died, and that morning, or that night rather, it just became very real to me that Jesus died on the cross for my sins, and he was the only way that I could be forgiven for that. And I got saved that night, and my life's been different ever since. It's not just stories anymore. It's real. It's just a part of me, my family's life, and I just don't know where I would be today without the Lord and just all the blessings he's given to me. And I just want to encourage y'all that Brother Steve tells us almost every week that if you bring your children to church, they will get, more than likely, they will get saved at a young age. And I can attest to that because it's true. I was one of them. So if you have any kids out there, bring them to church because it'll make all the difference in the world. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I like what you said there.